we always talk about how, you know, the small group of individuals, you know, who help guide and shift this energy. I do think it will take some people stepping forward and offering another way. And I think if we are correct, if we have a correct barometer on where we all are right now, people will want to be a part of something that is different than this rigid system that has us all scratching our heads and tearing our hair out and, you know, feeling helpless. Because it, you know, it should be easy. So what is it holding us back? And again, I think a lot of it is that fear, you know, that we're not good enough, that we're not powerful, that we're not, that we can't do this, that we need to have this authority telling us what to do in order to be able to have a functioning world. What stories do we tell ourselves that make us think that we can't have an amazing, dynamic, all-inclusive world in which we are all a part and responsible for making things happen? And I think that's what all people want to see. And so I think there's a lot of confusion and fear based on just that we're not seeing what we feel, what we have felt, what we know as we are connected to the earth. We know what is right and what feels good. And when that doesn't happen, I think a lot of hope is lost. A lot of confusion happens and you end up getting what we have now. So how do we get back in that like water state in which we move fluidly? So yeah, what is a fluid solution that disseminates a lot of conflict if we're all on the same page about what is that we need? It really becomes a no-brainer, straightforward. Well, this is what we have to do, you know, bam, bam, bam. Martin Luther King was right. Fighting aggression with aggression is not what we need. Fighting violence with violence. And we did. We saw that the power is so quick at redirecting that themselves. I feel like when you're more graceful, when you're like water, when you're talking about Bruce Lee, and means that each individual expresses themselves differently, connected to everything else, that we really need to tap into that in order to be, quote unquote, successful, to survive on this planet with everything else. And so again, so that I don't know what that, it's hard to describe what that actually means, but that's been coming up for me, the being rigid versus fluid. And you know, and that's straight from the earth, and that's just sitting and studying the earth. And so that's definitely part of it, is getting back in touch with the earth, because that means something incredibly deep. I mean, that means, you know, reconnecting with our ancestors that are there with us all the time. That means reconnecting with everything that we're a part of, you know, acknowledging that connection. It's very eerie because, you know, this system is all about division, right? False divisions, you know, I would say, you know, to coin a term that the Raven, you use all the time. And it's such the polar opposites. You know, we see this system in which there's all these rigid systems put into place that divide all of us. And that's literally like the opposite of our spirit, of our soul, which is all connected and fluid and flows. So yes, talking to each other is incredibly important. Creating a plan is incredibly important. Finding our power from communal action through communal dance and celebration is incredibly important. Connecting back into the earth and digging deeper and getting rooted into, you know, who it is that we are and what we're connected to is really important. And all these things, I feel, is right there. It's so close. Power can't deny our connection to these things. And yet we feel like it's being denied. We feel like we're powerless.